Chapter 4. The fire alarm goes off again in second period, to great cheers from the students. I smell smoke even before I'm out of the classroom. Everyone jostles each other, trying to get out first. I keep my body tight, away from the others. I can't stand feeling trapped. I burst out into the hall and see Danny standing at his locker, its door open, flames licking up toward the ceiling. Thick black smoke is pouring out from the bottom, catching in my lungs and making my eyes water. I slip out of the rush of people and duck back against the wall, coughing. Danny howls something about his gym shorts. Between the stampeding students, I catch glimpses of Megan leaning against the lockers, chomping on her gum and watching Danny. She sees me and nods.
"Move along, folks," someone shouts.
I turn to see Mr. Blair striding towards us with a fire extinguisher. Why couldn't it be any other teacher? Anyone but him. Mr. Blair frowns when he sees me, then turns his attention to Megan. His gaze darts back and forth between her and Danny. He knows. I'm sure of it. I dash through the crowd and grab Megan's arm. "Come on."
"No way. This is too good to miss."
I can hardly hear her over the insistent clanging of the fire alarm. I lean close. "Mr. Blair's watching you, and I think he knows."
Megan shrugs. "So I miss school again. No biggie. But thanks for the tip."
Behind us, I hear the whoosh of the fire extinguisher. Megan's smiling, but her eyes aren't. They're sad and old, the way I often feel. For a moment, it's like there's no distance between us. Then Megan shakes her hair into her eyes, and the connection breaks. "If we leave now, he might forget about you," I say. Megan shrugs, the sadness back in her eyes.
"I don't care. I'm trying to see how many times I can go to detention before my mom detaches her face from her beer can."
"I'm sorry.